Κυράλα Παμπητέης, Μεσέφης Κόρλα, Τερκσένη, Αλόχα Άλλα. Αλόχα Δέ. Ατσούμα μάλε τα ορλά, βα ορλά τα ατσούμα. Μήνει, κέτσα. Τα ατσούμα, συνατλάμε νέα. So now, but this is called the Yisurim Malim, does it? And it can be Mitzaref, one Yisur, Rimalim, another Yisur. So what do we mean? We have a Sa'a Truma, Shinafla Lume'a. So now it's both. Yachakach Naflu Shloshes Kavim Orla, or Shloshes Kavim Shukwai Akara. Now into the Me'a Sa'a fall Shloshes Kavim, which is a Chatsi, and therefore it's Bafal B'Matayim, this is a Chatsi, the Chatsi Sa'a. Now, either Arla or Kavaya Karen becomes Basel. So that means we now include the Truma in what we're being Mala with the Arla. So here the Truma would be Mala the Arla. So if you have 3 Kavim in 100, that would be 1, that would be 200 to 1, right? Even though now you would only have 200 to 1 if you include the Arla in it, sorry, if you would include the truma in it, nonetheless you can include the truma. Okay, so we're talking about over here the sheet that said mea va'od is really how it works out over here. And mea va'od means you don't literally need 100 to 1. You can have, if we have one saw of truma that falls into 99 plus, is what it's talking about. So that the total is Me'a V'od. And therefore, when the 3 Kavim of Orla, the 3 Kavim of Kori Akaram fall in, they're 200 to 1, including the Truma in it. Bahare Hatruma, Jirish Hatruma, Let Orla. The Orla, Et Hatruma. Ha'Orla Ma'alet Hakilayim. Hakilayim Let Orla. Orla, Orla. And here also we're talking about Matayim in the sense of 199 plus, right? That was part of the question of Yeshua that we had before. And afterwards, the Akarka Nafla Sa'a V'od Orla, or Sa'a V'od Shokloyakar. So now, in order for it to be Bottle, we need first for there to be 200 Kenegda. But there's only 200 Kenegdo if we include the Orla that originally fell in this mixture and that we were Maska. So here, basically, this idea works in all directions. So once something becomes Heter, and of course, we're about Akat, and it would be dependent on the question of Mitzvah and Easter. But over here, it didn't fall about Akat, so it became Bottle first. Once it becomes Bottle, then Heter, even though that Heter consists of Iser once upon a time, is Mavato, the further Iser that falls in. On the Kurayat, Losha Truma Ma'ale Et Ha'Orla. And when we say the Truma Ma'ale Et Ha'Orla, so it's not really true. Because it's not that 100 times Truma is Ma'ale Orla. It means that the Truma is mitzaret with the chulin that's there to be ma'ala et ha'orla. That's all it means. The Truma mitzaretet ima chulin la'alot et ha'orla. Not more than that. So over here, all the Mishnah is saying is that if we have a little bit of Truma that we added into the chulin, it became both of them the chulin, you can be mevato the orla in it. But you don't misunderstand the case. No, he's trying to explain what is the case over here. It sounds very strange. You say Atzuma Malah Orla, and then you bring a case in which it's cool and that's being Malah the Orla. Yeah, and that wasn't the issue, was it? Okay, Nefa Truma Malah Orla. Now he said over here the Truma is Yisra, and it's the Lato the Heter. Right, that's what you're saying. But that's because we find the same thing. That it's possible for Truma to be Ma'ale Truma. Where? Because Shem Tov learned that Ma'ale Tatmea. In other words, we have Truma we said before, we had a case where Truma Tmeya falls into the Truma Talara, so then we mock here the Tmeya for Achilas Kohen.
Okay, this substance which has Issa with it can be used in being the Michael Issa.
Okay.
Saying that even though the substance of sin carries with an iser and is problematic in itself, we see that it can be used to
from the iser of tumah. Right. Okay, that's because maybe that's why she thinks or amaleh tumah. But would we say or la maaleh tumah? Where do we see orla being used before klum tumah maaleh tumah? What does that mean? There's no iser orla that's maaleh. Something, there's no het or orla, it's mala and ista orla. You're trying to say that you're going to use something entirely usher to be mala something that's mutter, and that doesn't make sense. How can orla be matir, which is usher to everybody, be matir now truma, which is only usher lazorin? That's very strange. Something that's going to be more common of an ista is going to be mevato, an ista that's less common? What does that mean? Lo etzel hazarim. We're talking about it over here. Truma is malas or orla. We said over here. Lo etzel hazarim. Shema etzel kohanim. We think. What did you think when we said over here that when truma is malas or orla, that means that it becomes now the same as truma? That's why I use the word truma malas or orla, meaning that kohanim are allowed now to eat the truma because the same kohanim are going to be allowed to eat the truma? That's what you're thinking. That's what you brought me around. You said, well, for Kohanim, the Tomei is bottle in the Torah. So what did you think? If truma is here, and it's only mutter the Kohanim, not the Shaila is whether there's an issue of Akila of the truma Tmeya. That's what your question was. But that's not what was meant over here. We're not talking about being matil. Matir to Kohanim is what it meant over here. When we say Truma is Mala as Orla, when we say Mala, we mean that it's Mala for eating to anybody, even the Zorim. That's the point over here. So it's not because of the idea that the Truma remains Truma and it's Mutter, Lekanim, and therefore the Orla becomes Mutter, Lekanim because it's enough of here. That's not the trend at all. What we're saying is that Isurim can be mavato, to be mala, there can be mala as it. So therefore, if that's the case, truma is also chomer. When it comes to a czar, the truma is going to offer to the czar in exactly the same way that the order will be offered to the czar.
Does it also mean the interview?
Yeah. The Isurim. Right, we look at it in terms of the Isser. It's looked at as if it's both of them in a different Isser.
But all of it, different grains, different.
No, different Isurim.
It means
when you know, it's like the fact, it's correct. Yes, we can't mean in terms of the Isser. Correct. Zatamina na orla malata kilayna. Zatamina to orla. Zatamina to orla. I mean, it says over here, I don't understand how you could think that we're talking about using something that is mutter to someone and also to someone else and being mutter only to someone that's mutter. We're talking about real iser. If orla could be mala kilayim, is orla mutter to anybody? And nonetheless, it's mala kilayim because it's a different iser. So we're talking about bittul. We're not talking about over here making something secondary to something that has an iser to some people and mutter to other people. Now, how did you understand that? Over there, the Isser, there's no difference over there, a Zar or a Kohen. Nonetheless, Isurim or Malim Zeh. Isn't that correct? Over there, you'd have to agree? So, fine. So, then that's the case for Truma as well. We're talking about Malim Isser. We're not talking about the Tzada Heter of the Truma, which is the Tzada Heter, Legabe Kohenim, the Matur, Legabe Kohenim. But not the Gavi Zorim, you're missing the whole point of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying that Isurim are Malim Zeh. It's not saying that we can take the Tzada Heter and be Mitzaref in to the Tzada Heter of the Hulin Then, well, that's not the point. You understand what the mistake was over here? Now, in other words, we thought that the meaning over here of the first case is that truma is actually heter, to some extent. Okay. So the, as far as the poem is concerned, the orla would be bottled therefore the matayim because truma is heter. But as far as the czar would be concerned, maybe we're now, because as far as the czar is concerned, it's not heter. It's still heter. So he says, but then, so then how do you understand orla being malik way account? The orla isn't mutter to anybody. The point over here is that Easter is malik. So what's the difference whether it's truma to a czar, which is also whether it's, or whether it's orla to everybody, that's all. It's Easter itself that's malik. So atruma should not lamineya. No, this is Rav Lozer. This doesn't make any sense. As stated, it says the shenafu lamineah. If it fell literally into 100, then you don't need the truma to be mavat of the orla, because then the half of the of orla or kolay karam that then falls in is falling into 100 without the truma. So why does this prove anything? Where do we need the truma? Obviously, that can't be the meaning of the Mishnah. So don't read it like that. Read Nafla Tov Me'ah, meaning that there was a Me'ah at the end of the process, is what it means. It was that it was Nafla Tov Tishim V'Teisha, is what it means, because otherwise, how the Mishnah makes no sense. And that's the point. With the Truma, we now have enough to be Nevada. So, all or la. And the Torah of Matayim also doesn't make any sense, because it was literally the Torah of Matayim. So then why would we need the Orla to be Mavat of the Kvara Karim that falls in afterwards? It was still the Torah of Matayim even without the Orla. So see here too, let's count the Torah of Matayim. The Torah of Me'atish in the Tisha is what it means. So the only way that we have Matayim now is because we were already Mavat of the first Orla, the first Isra, whatever it was, we were Mavat of to this. So now we end up with 200 to 1, but otherwise, if we're added, we don't have enough to give a mouth to it. And that's the only way to understand the sugya, of course. Halakha Gimel. Kol ha-mechameitz, ha-metabel, ha-medameah, b'trumah, u-b'orlo, b'klei ha-kerem, asur. The shear that we said of echad b'meah, or echad b'matayim, depending, is not said about something which causes something else to become yitchameitz. So let's say a little bit of sourdough that was made out of truma, it's still detectable in the bread. Or a little bit of tavlin, which I put into a capsule of orla, let's say, if I make some applesauce, I flavor it with cinnamon. As long as I taste the cinnamon flavor, then that cinnamon flavor is still there, and it's not going to be bottled. Or amidamea means that I mix now liquid. It doesn't mean midamea truma. It means that it's truly mixed. So I still have a nosin tam. All of these cases will remain usher, even if it's more than echad b'matayim for the orla, because it's still detectable. In shamay omrim, af mitameh. You can also, if you have a shear that's less than a kebetah, which normally is the minimum shear that you need to be mitameh, but if the thing that's coming is mitameh for mitabel, then it also is metame, even though it has less than a shear, because it's detectable. So its material, so to speak, of tumah is detectable still in the thing that it was mixed with, and therefore the whole thing becomes fun.
But it's like
the metame, even though it's a small amount. What are you talking about? What's the connection between the shear and the insert and the shear of the tumah? Shear is the liquid, shear tumah liquid. So the male either has a kibbutz or doesn't have a kibbutz. The difference of the matani and so on is only the gabe bittel. Yistoy ishkra itzma. Hayimitami neshamai. Now this gentleman, Yistoy, he was from the Tamimu Beit Shammai. The Amar, Sha'alki Shammai HaZakein, he said, I asked Shammai HaZakein himself about this figure. And he said the same thing. He said, "Ve'olam ena metameh shebo kibetza." So, "Lama amru kol mechametz v'metameh lo midameh last year." This halacha that we said over here, that there's a difference if it's metameh, midameh, and so on, is talking about min demina is not the hachmer min b'mino. So fine, it would only be hachmer. Min b'she'eno mino, it would be la'aka ula hachmer bin b'she'eno mino. Sometimes it comes out to be a kula if you're talking about min b'she'eno mino. I'll give you an example. Let's say to osho chitim, let's say shruma, which was chitim, and it's now so it's sourdough, and it falls into a normal isa of chitim. There's enough of this sourdough to cause the bread to become now to rise. So then, ben sheyesh bo lalish brecher umeya, ben sheyin lo lalish brecher umeya os. There, it doesn't matter how much you have, because in the chamei it's considered to be recognizable, and therefore the whole thing is lahachmer. Okay, so there's a self-chumra. Ein bo lalish brecher umeya. If there's not sufficient to be bottled, so then that's all that counts. Ben sheyesh bo kedei lechametz, ben sheyin bo kedei lechametz, it's always going to be osur. Because even if there's not enough to be mechametz, there is enough to osur because it's less than echa b'meya. Less than echa b'meya is always, I'm always mechametz. It's nothing to do with whether I can detect the taste or not. So b'meya, the mean b'mino over here, and certainly I'm going to be matmer on whether I have less than a shear but enough to be mechametz, or less than enough to be mechametz but I have less than a shear of bittel. Either way, where do we see la'akir la'achmir by min b'shein amino ketzah? Oh, the example of that would be like this. Let's say greasing shenitbashlu im adashim. So now I have, this is the case of nidamea. Nidamea means where two things are completely mixed, and they're cooked together. So it's like an actual liquid or an agency of a liquid that mixes them. So then I have greasing, which is one mean, and bashlu min adashim, which is another mean. V'yeshbehem menotei tam. But there I can detect the taste. That's a chumra. Ben sheyeshbehem kedei la'alei brecher umeya, ben sheyein behem kedei la'alei brecher umeya, it's us.
What is the difference
here? Either one. Whatever. None of the chumra. Well, I mean, we're talking about echad umeya, so we're talking about the chumra case, obviously. Greasing and adashim don't become oral. It couldn't be the oral case. But if ain't them the nation time, then it's larger. Because if ain't them the nation time, so then it doesn't matter. They she ain't them today la lo stuff in the man, they can then la lo stuff in the man. It would be mutter. As long as the taste is tasteable, so then there's no din of ephedomea. We only made ephedomea according to the channel in a case where it's something that's not detectable because it's mean demeanor. Right? Or where it's not mixed. It's yavish b'yavish. It's like pears mixed in with other pears and so on. Where it's not shayach b'inyan and nice and tam. But once it's shayach and it's not tam, like midamea, or shayach and chimut, like by mechamek, right? Then these shiurim don't apply because we have another basis to detecting the presence. So the klal, according to the Shammai, is that the din of the chumra of echa b'meya or echa b'matayim is only that it's a substitute for the case where we can detect the presence. Where can we detect the presence? Either through nation time, which means it would have to have been cooked together, right? Or it would be liquid and it was mixed together. No. Detectability. We have a coin tasted. Let the coin taste it and see if it tastes like chumra.
So
is that? No. Beit Shammai doesn't say that. Beit Shammai says that's the point. That we're only saying these things where we can't be aimed. That's what we said. Like in by normal things, we said let a kapila nukra. If you also could be saying it on a nukri, let the nukri taste it. To tell you whether you can taste the tam in it, right? If you can't taste the tam, fine. If you have no way of knowing, then you say shisha. So if you can tell, you can tell. So what Beit Shammai says is that the din of chimut is no different than the din of nesiyas tam. I could still see it because it was b'chamin, so then it's here. If I can't see it, then it's not here. So what's not seeing it? Fine. Rabbi Yosi, b'shem Rabbi Yochai, Rabbi Yonah, b'shem Rish Lakish, says qui tapua au sinoto Beit Shammai. Basically, what Beit Shammai is saying over here is that if it doesn't have a shear of a kibetza, it's because you take a look at it as if it was kitapua, meaning that it was that all of the area that had been tosea, that had swollen up, since it caused the chemus of the whole eitzah. So you look at the part that is swollen up as being the sarva, right? So now the sarva gets spent. So even though it was thought to be the shear of the kibetza, which is the shear required for tuma, nonetheless, we view it as being now a shear. There has to be a mechanism. So it's something that buffers, the kibetza, to be metonic. The way that the Tanakam of the Mishnah held the Beit Shammai, obviously you're going to do story. This is not the issue. But the Tanakam holds that Beit Shammai holds that something that's metonic is viewed as being larger than it is, because too much is metapeah. Now, Taman Tanina me'atseva posrinoto v'shoshet lugu, ve'in posrinoto v'shinui ma'e. When it comes to the din, we have a similar halakha by a mikvah, where it's possible to detect the water through the coloration of the water, that's possible. So normally we say mayim shuruvi. So if we have mayim shuruvi, it's possible for mikvah. Which way you're looking. The other thing is that I can see that it's not the color of, and it affects the mikvah. The mikvah doesn't look like water anymore. So that would be colored water would be enough to pass off the mikvah, right? I'm not focused really whether that means water monitor was colored or things that have a color to them. Okay, so now if I have mayim shu'uvim, so then the shear is shalosh alumim. Other types of mashkin, for sure, goes according to shinui ma'ar. So say yayin. If I pour yayin into the mikvah, and I can see now the color of the yayin, and the mikvah was chasera, so then the mikvah becomes tefil. Okay. Now, what about, and here what's missing is, the other shita, which is Rabbi Meir, that starts before Abba Rabbi Nachman, because he's referring back to Rabbi Meir, and then we don't bring Rabbi Meir. Right? So this, he brings the brisa from the Tzad Tzani, has the following words. Rabbi Meir on there, Kol ha-posel b'shlosh elugin, poslo b'shinui marke. According to Rabbi Meir, the shear of Shlosh Lugin, which you're applying to water, and other shearing, which you're applying to other things that are colored in each color, also applies to colored water. So where do we say that something you require Shlosh Lugin water is only if you didn't put food coloring in it? Let's say that you put food coloring in the water, so then if I can detect that water because of the food coloring, so it will also pass on the mikvah, even if less than a shear Shlosh Lugin. Now you see the comparison to us, could you? Because here we have something which Mikra Adin, we have a certain amount of water that passes the mikvah. But now we're saying, if I can detect that water, even in a lesser amount, then somehow, magically, that passes the mikvah, even though I don't have a shear of Shlosh Lugin. The source says Rabbi Meir. Says Abba, Rabbi Nachman, Divrei Rabbi Meir, the far that Rabbi Meir says that you can process something with less than Shlosh Lugin is Mishum Sheivan Niteret. What he's saying is, since I've marked this water with food coloring, or with some kind of radioactive dye, whatever it is, as long as I can detect it, so I know that it's here. So therefore, if it's Sheivan Niteret, if it's noticeable in the mikvah, so then the mikvah becomes mine shown the mikvah. It becomes mikvah that it wasn't. Well, exactly. It seems to be exactly the same thing as Beit Shammai is saying. Says we're going to be ashamed of Rabbi Abba. Oh, I'll see the Rabbi Meir Beit Shammai. So according to that, you're saying that essentially Rabbi Meir is saying that he's a Beit Shammai. Because in the same way that Shemosh Beit Shammai Amri, Mishum, Chimut, Machami, Cain Rabbi Meir and Mishum, Shiva, Nikar. Beit Shammai Tzvara. The logic of Beit Shammai Tzvara is that something which has a halachic status only in a certain shear, normally a kibetza, legabe tuma, we say that because this thing now is noticeable, so memela, it's as if it's there in its fullness, in the other thing. That's exactly what Rabbi Meir is saying. Even though you really do need choice of looking at mind trip, it's possible from Mikra. In this case, it's the equivalent of choice of looking because it's so Mikra in the Mishnah, in the Mikra as a whole. That's amazing. But they're not saying the same thing. Now, after Dharm, Dharm Shish Pot Isra Vitum,
it's not.
No, in the middle of the discussion. No, but wait. Even Beit Shammai, I mean, what did Beit Shammai say? Beit Shammai says it's Metame because it was also Asr. So the Isser already was Koveya. I understand the Chlava comparison. The case of Beit Shammai was where you had Truma, that was also Tameya. So because I have to define the Isser in terms of the Nicker, I understand the Tarubas is defined by Nicker. So once I define the Tarubas Begabi Isser, and I have to say that I'm forced to acknowledge the fact that there's Truma here, because of the fact that the Truma is Mechami, so once I've acknowledged it there for the Isser, and the whole Isser became Isser, so now I'll have to acknowledge its presence Begabi Tuna. But why would I start to even think about the tuna if I don't have the first posture of Tarubas in terms of Isser? That doesn't make any sense. The whole din of tuna is that problem because they do not matami. So what are you going to tell me? That was not said about something that has the power to be machami? That's not the case that Beit Shammai was talking about. Beit Shammai was talking about a case where there was an Isser that was machami. So the Gabi the Isser, I have to make a determination whether it's defectible. Almost everybody agrees I have to make the determination, right? Says Beit Shammai, once you make the determination, then you already determined the Agape Tuma as well. Even though normally you would have ignored it. But here you're saying that according to Rabbi Meir, which is the equivalent over here is, we don't have to discuss Isra over here. We're talking about a sheer apostle. But Agape, what would we make the assessment over here? You're making an assessment that the mikvah is colored. Yeah. What's the significance of a mikvah being colored? But what? The significance is that the Tokas Mishloish is looking at Mind Shuvin. Tokas Mishloish is looking at Mind Shuvin, nobody cares about. How do you create now a Hashivas, the Tokas Mishloish is looking, just because I can see it? That would be like saying that the Shiurim of Tuna were not given to things that can have an impact on other things, like a detect. That's not what Beit Shammai said. Beit Shammai was talking about where there was a din in Isser from a Mela. I used a Migu, so to speak. But a Migu that I was Kaveya in terms of Isser, not Kaveya in terms of Tuma. I'm already Kaveya. So how did you get this? So, Dabi Sheshbo Isser Tuma. Reshbo Tuma, the Ingo Isser. No. But if something has Tuma and has no Isser, some you used to have Kaveya, didn't have any kind of Tuma attached to it. Would we say in such a case that Beit Shammai would have been willing to go all the way and say what Rabbi Meir is saying over here? So chime mimeno lemakom acher. Furthermore, if you take some of this isa that was mitchamek, so nasa zasur v'zasur. How about in that case where you take from an isa that was mitchamek? And now you put it in another isa. Would I say over there that it would be detectable in the next one also?
There is no isa. What
does this say? You said that it's also. Because I noticed it. I want to know about the truma, about the isa now. Isa truma. Right. So now, Lakora, would I go all the way to say that it would be after? I mean, we said it after before. But we said that it's only Rafi Cheshbon. Or Rival Rishon of Bisa. Suppose you went ahead and you added to the original Isa so that now there's insufficient there to be Mechavi. So now it wouldn't be Mechavi. But what happens in such a case? Now it says Iker Tvela with Tvela Iker. Now it turns out the original Isa becomes Mutter. Because now there's more here than would be enough to be Mechavi. But the second Isa becomes Asr. So in other words, what are we saying? That the first one, that an Asr, the original Isa, that had the character Asr, the original Isa, obviously it's, we're viewing here as the ikkar, because it's the one that defines the nature of issur v'heter. So now it becomes muteret, because I added on now enough that there wouldn't be sufficient to be makamisit. Whereas the second one,
take that bamid and you put it in the second.
Take that makamid, right, and put it in the second one. So now it's very strange. Now the second one we're saying becomes usher because there's enough in it to become the fish hashbon. But prorated, there's enough in it to become usher. But if I add the amount of non mechumet things to the first isa becomes mutter. So or shal truma shenafal atoka isa, or a case where some sourdough falls in, and then I go ahead and I take it up. So the yibio. Now I take it out because that's the halacha. You're supposed to take it out. It falls one into one, right? So I did that. I was makabiyayit. If I'm makabiyayit, now the isa is mutaris. So at that point it becomes mutaris. And then, nonetheless, with after technique comes down, it becomes a comment from it. Right? So how does that work? It still becomes mutaris. So what happens? It falls in. It didn't become chomet yet, but it put in the chaos. It started it going. I now take out, it was echa b'meah, it was balto, I take it out. Now everything's fine. But after I take it out, it turns into chimut. And I know that it turns into chimut because it has been exposed to the sa'ar that fell into it in the first place. So, but there's no sa'ar here anymore. So then therefore it turns out that this thing now is mutaris because it was balto first. The equivalent case would be to the kavasah. Let's say you have a ta'ina shokshimash and a platoch me'ah. You sell, the ta'ina falls into a mea. You take out one of them. Now the one that you took out, obviously, we said was a takana. I mean, I don't know which one is which. I take out one. So I take out one, the whole thing now becomes mutter. But now, I recognize the akarka who kraha tuma. Now somebody comes along and says, on the type of ta'ina that fell in, had white markings along it, along the okay. Okay, so we check it, we find the one, and we say, okay, here's the truma. Now it's mixed in less than half of the mayor. So would you say in that case now, say mutter? So we say such a case also should be mutter, because it was, after all, originally we defined it as mutter. No, that's not comparable. In that case, saman lohu kara isur. Over there, it's because things can be bustled when I don't know where they are. Brahmaka hukara isur. Over there, it's the thing itself that was usur, that became now nikar. The case of the sa'or, I never was able to be makir the sa'or. I was only makir the fact that the sa'or was here. There's no comparison, you see. We're trying to make a comparison of saying, you claimed that something that was usher, having mixed in, becomes mutter, even though subsequently I can now be makir the fact that the existence of the isher is still here. And you said it's mutter. So therefore, I'll ask you, and how about if I now am makir the isher and I see it here? Because I came to identify the piece of stuff could also be mutter. Because I already defined it as mutter, that's absurd. So why isn't that the same thing? And it's the Gemara, it's not the same, because the din of a machanic is not that I know where the isser is. I know that there is isser. But that's true by the truma in the case of the tain. I always knew there was isser. So I took out the isser. Fine, so over here you took out this R. Not that particular shahar, but same, but you took out the echad mimea that you were supposed to take out to be magnia. But you don't know which one was the